From agriculture to planes, Washington State holds its own when it comes to international trade. Its biggest partners are probably easy to guess: Canada, China, Japan. But what about south of the border? You're listening to KNKX, and Mexico does a lot of business with our state, both importing and exporting. That's what Seattle Times City Hall reporter Dan Beekman learned when he talked with local Mexican consul Roberto Dondish. They talked for the Times Weekly Politics podcast, recorded here at KNKX.
Does Washington State and does the Seattle area have an important trade relationship with Mexico?
Absolutely. No, there are a lot of links in Washington State to Mexico, and a lot of people here have traveled to Mexico, mainly to the beaches. And that's great. Keep on doing it. We love to have you there. But it's also important to see what's happening in the private sector, in the business sector, and how, for instance, Guadalajara, when one thinks about Guadalajara and sees that, for instance, Intel has operations there, and most people in the delegation, for instance, that we took there, thought that Intel had a factory. Right? Because you think about a maquiladora or this kind of... Well, no. Actually, Intel has 1,200 engineers working on research and development. Oracle has 1,400 engineers working on research and development. Washington State exports to Mexico around $2 billion a year. Mexico exports to Washington State around $1.3 billion a year.
So where does Mexico rank, compared to like China, Japan, let's say?
So I think we are the sixth largest partner, which we're still way off, because for 30 of the U.S. states, Mexico is either the first or second trading partner. So Washington State, even though by number we're doing better than other states, still I think we're just scratching the surface of where we can get. So we import... We're the first or second, depending on the year, importer of Washington State apples. We're the biggest international importer of condensed milk from Washington State. We buy, Mexico's the largest producer of beer. Washington State is the largest producer of hops. It just makes sense. nice trade relation there. So we import a lot of planes as well, and we sell to Washington State plane parts. So around 107,000 jobs in Washington State are actually dependent on trade with Mexico.
So Donald Trump has talked a lot, he talked a lot on the campaign trail and as president about jobs going away to Mexico, to China, other places. Has him coming into office had much of an effect on the kind of trade you're talking about between our area and Mexico?
Well, trade in the past 6 months has actually increased between Mexico and the U.S. The reality is that if we look at what NAFTA has created, it hasn't actually just created a free market in North America. It has created joint manufacturing processes in North America. So those processes are already there. The companies are producing in Canada, U.S., and Mexico at the same time. But also something has happened that it's very important and few people still understand is that the Mexican internal market has increased considerably. The Mexican internal market is now a very important market for U.S. products. So, for instance, we are one of the biggest importers of agricultural goods from the U.S., and that's part of what we have to understand, that what NAFTA has created that possibility.
Now, Trump isn't the only person in American politics who has said things critical of NAFTA and of the way trade has gone in recent decades. I mean, Bernie Sanders, American labor unions also have had critical things to say.
You know, the reality that we face is that there is a changing economy, and there's also more automatization issues that have creating more stress on the labor community. But that's not because of NAFTA. The other thing that we have to understand is that Mexico at some point might have been a place where people would go to invest because of low wages, but that's not the case anymore. there are other reasons you go to invest in Mexico. Why? Because if it were only for low wages, there are other places in the world you should be investing in and not Mexico.
Okay, thanks for joining us and for talking with me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was Roberto Dondish, Consul of Mexico in Seattle, talking to Seattle Times City Hall reporter Dan Beekman. The conversation is an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts, and you can find a link to this week's whole episode on our website, knkx.org.